Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not a man, but can I lie? I know the plans for your life. I'm asking you to dream again, believe again, and take the limits off of me. No, I'm not a man, no. Can I lie? Know the plans I have for you, they're my design. So I'm asking you just to hope again and trust again and take the limits off. Now I hear the Lord say, take the limits off, take the limits off, release me to accomplish what I promised you. No limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. No limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Come on, stretch forth, break forth. Release, enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase all around me. Stretch forth. Reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain in the time of rain. Ask for favor while favor is falling.
Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. We praise God on today. Hallelujah. For the Hallelujah. If you listen closely to the song, glory to God, the songwriter is writing a song from the perspective of God speaking to us. Hallelujah. He said, if you take the limits out for me, I can take the limits out for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And he said, if you enlarge my territory, I will enlarge your territory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on today. Somebody ought to give God the glory. Somebody got to give God the praise. Somebody ought to enlarge his territory on today. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to take the limits out God. Hallelujah. God can't do. Hallelujah. Quit saying what God can't do. Quit saying what ain't gonna happen. The Bible says with man it's impossible, but with God all things, hallelujah, are possible. Glory to God on today. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that has tuned in. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Glory to God. This is our Sabbath day service. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah. We have come in at a good time in the Lord on tonight. On today, glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good, y'all. Hallelujah. He woke us up this morning. He told me to come our way. Hallelujah. He blessed us to be here at this time. If some people, amen, had plans, hallelujah, they wanted to be somewhere today at this time. But hallelujah, somehow they didn't make it. But God blessed us. Hallelujah, to make it here today. If you can hear the sound of my voice, God anointed you to be here. You here for a reason. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God for everybody on the line on today. Hallelujah. This is our Sabbath day service. Amen. Let me go to the throne of praise. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today. We praise you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. We are entering into your courts with thanksgiving and into your gates with praise on the day. We just come to lift you up. We come to magnify you. We come to love on you. We come to be thankful. We come to let you know we appreciate you, Lord. Lord, we come to bless your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. There is no God like you, no God beside you, no God above you, and there never ever will be. Hallelujah. You are the great Jehovah. You are the great Elohim. You are the creator of our God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we bless you today. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to bind and rebuke and cast away the enemy on today. We want to tell the enemy you got to get going. Hallelujah. That he ain't welcome here. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to hear your word. We want to hear your receptive word on today. We are ready to receive it. And Lord, we want to bless you. We want to love on you. Hallelujah. We want to praise you. We want to magnify you. Hallelujah, Lord. We constantly lift you in praise. We constantly magnify your name. We constantly lift you up, Lord, because you are truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we magnify you on this morning. And we praise you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. For the presence of the Lord is in this place. Glory to God. Whatever place you at. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is in this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God on today. Amen. We give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. We want to welcome all of you to our Sabbath day service Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, our prophetic ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Featuring none other than our very own, the Holy Apostle Eldon A. Curry of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide.
Hey! Glory to God.
Who will be coming forth hallelujah, in just a few minutes, delivering a dynamic word from God as he always does. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. So get ready, hallelujah, amen. If you got to get your snacks, get your snacks, glory to God, hallelujah, because we are getting ready to feast on the word of the Lord, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But first, amen, let's go to our opening scripture on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today we're going to go to Mark chapter 11. Praise God. Yeah. We're going to be reading 22. Hallelujah. Amen. 22, 23, and 24 on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it reads, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Real quick, verse 24. Amen. He said, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire," whatever you want from God, hallelujah, praise God. It says, when you pray, believe. See, that's the problem. A lot of us are praying, but we're not believing. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And when you don't believe, you will not receive. Glory to God, hallelujah. God say, I want you to believe that you have already gotten it. That's showing that you have faith in God, that God has already supplied the need that you are asking God for. Hallelujah. So you have to give him praise. That's why we magnify him. Hallelujah. How can y'all praise him when y'all be sick? How can y'all praise him when y'all ain't got no money? How can y'all praise him when all hell breaking loose in y'all lives? Because we know he has already supplied the need to the problem. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something real quick about your problems. Your problems, amen, praise God, come in your life, amen. So God is testing you to see if you believe him to be the solution to the problem. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you panic when the problem comes, you don't have faith. Hallelujah, amen. When the problem comes, you ought to be like, God got this. Hallelujah. Oh, the bill pink, where God gonna supply, he done supplied before. Glory to God, hallelujah. They laying off at the job. Well, God gonna supply. He done supplied before. Glory to God, hallelujah. We need to, like the song said, take the limits off God. Hallelujah. We gotta believe God for those things, and those things will manifest in our lives. Hallelujah, praise God. That's why when the man of God said, out of the mouth of God, ministries, glory to God. This is what God is saying. God in the flesh is telling us, you got to believe this stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
you can call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can listen to me. You can listen to the apostle. You can fall out. Hallelujah. And shout. Praise God. But if you don't believe it, hallelujah. Praise God. What does it profit it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's not going to happen if you don't believe it. You got to see it in your head. Once you got it in your head that you already got it, watch it manifest in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for his word on today. We thank God for our opening scripture. That was Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. And the focus verse was verse 24. Believe that you have received them things and you will have them. Praise God. Get your prayer life right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Start believing those things that you're asking God for. Amen. On today. We thank God on today. If you're just not tuning in, this is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. And I hope you are ready for the seventh-day word of God on today. Glory to God. I hope you came prepared. I hope you got your bibs ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the self picking up the word of God on today is none other, hallelujah, than the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based, hallelujah, on the West Coast, Los Angeles, California, is most definitely in the house. Praise God. I am none other than my brother in Christ, glory to God, hallelujah, the holy apostle himself, our very own apostle, Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. Come on and give God the praise this morning, y'all. Come on and magnify the name of our God. Come on and lift him. Come on and lift him. Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up, hallelujah, I draw all men. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you got a praise this morning in your spirit? How many of you want to tell you, Lord, I love you. Lord, ain't nobody like you, Lord. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you for the use of my limbs, Lord. Thank you that I'm my right mind, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That your praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Thank you, food on my table. Thank you for clothes on my back, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you allow me to see another Sabbath day. Somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to be in your spirit. Thank you to be in your heart. Thank you to be in your mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. The old saints say hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Yahshua and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. Somebody's soul needs to cry out this morning. Somebody's soul needs to bless him this morning. If he's been that good to you, glory to God, you need to take out time and tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. I'm not in the obituary this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I might not have what I want, but I got everything I need, glory to God. And most of all, I got you, glory to God.
Yeah, Lord.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Somebody's soul is telling thank you this morning, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody's soul, glory to God, is making a boast in the Lord. Somebody tell him thank you this morning. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey,
hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey. Hey, he said, I will bless him at all times. Come on here, somebody. I will bless him at all times. Come on here, somebody. How many know there's never a wrong time to bless him? Come on here, somebody. There is never a wrong time to bless the Lord. Come on here, somebody. You can praise him anytime. Hallelujah. And we shall bless him at all times. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, glory, 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 hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
Lord.
Lord, hallelujah. We are in the presence of the Lord. We're in the presence of the Lord, glory to God. We're in the presence of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And the Bible says in his presence there is fullness of joy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So because we're in his presence, amen, we can't be nothing but joyful. Come on here, somebody. When we're in the presence of the Lord, it don't matter what you're going through. In the presence of the Lord, it don't matter what the devil says. In the presence of the Lord, glory to God. All that matter, glory to God, is him. Come on here, somebody. Somebody ought to praise him just to be in his presence. Come on here, somebody. That word presence means to be in the face of. Come on here, somebody. And now that we're in the face of God, amen, you might as well praise him. You in his face now, glory to God. What you want to tell him, you in his face.
Thank you.
Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You're so good, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, he is.
You look beyond my fault, and so are my knees.
Thank you.
You saw what I was before you called me, and you still call me.
Thank you.
Thank you for washing me in your precious blood, God, until I look like you.
Thank God.
Thank you that you didn't give me what I deserve, but you gave me what I needed.
Thank God.
You didn't let what other people said about me change your love for me.
Thank God.
Thank you. I wanted to throw the towel in, but you threw it back at me.
Thank you.
People waiting on me to fall, but you held me up. Thank you. People walked out of my life, Lord, but you stayed with me. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
When I didn't know which way to go, you guided me, Lord. You gave me the right direction. I just got to say thank you, Honorable Sunday. Remember the 10 lepers? Amen. When he healed the 10, glory to God. The 9 went to the priest to show themselves. Glory to God. And they was healed as they went. But one remembered the Lord and said, let me go back and tell the Lord, thank you. Come on here, somebody. I forgot to tell him, thank you, Sando, for healing me, glory to God. And as soon as he went back to tell the Lord, thank you, he said, not only are you healed, but I declare you to be made whole. Somebody this morning, you going back to tell the Lord, thank you. And God said, not only am I healing you, but you have been made whole. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He's making us whole this morning. He said, I don't just want to heal you. I want you to be whole. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you.
How many know that when the Lord make us whole, that word whole means nothing missing, nothing lacking. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Healing is just a part of the blessing. But when he make us whole, he give us sozo. He give us the whole blessing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
somebody
you.
Lift your hands right quick and say, Lord, I thank you.
Oh, shit.
And I thank you. Hey. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. From the depths of my heart, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. From the depths of my soul, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. You see, don't nobody know your testimony like you. Don't nobody know what he's done for you like you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So now it's personal. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
So we thank God this morning, and we give our God the praise and the adoration this morning. Amen. Giving honor. Amen. To my dear, dear brother. Amen. And my brother in the Lord. Hallelujah. And my brother just in general. Glory to God. Amen. To the prince of preacher. Amen. Elder Andre Prevost. I send love out to you, man of God. Amen. To you. Amen. And to your wife. Amen. Amen. To your first lady. Amen. Over there. Amen.
Amen.
The southern part. He in the south. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Over there in Texas. Hallelujah. They say do everything big over there in Texas. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We over here on the west coast. Amen. Amen. Give love out to you this morning. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. To my beautiful wife and queen this morning, amen. I salute you this morning. Amen. To all of my beautiful children, amen, that God has blessed me with. Amen. All six of them. Glory to God. Amen. I shout all of you out this morning. Amen. To my fellowship. Amen. 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 I shout out my love to y'all this morning. Amen. I love y'all.
Love you back, Apostle.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Everybody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let everything that has breath, amen, praise ye the Lord. Amen. We thank God on this morning. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Acts chapter 2 that we would hear the voice of our God this morning. Acts chapter 2. Amen. Beginning. We're going to begin with verse 40, but we're going to work all around this thing this morning, y'all. Hallelujah. I mean, God got something delicious for us this morning. Father, we thank you this morning for your word, God. We thank you as always, Lord. You are the preacher, the teacher, the apostle. Amen. You are the evangelist. You are the prophet, Lord. We thank you for all things, Lord. Have your way. Anointing of the living God. Hallelujah. Do whatever you want to do. Say whatever you want to say this morning, for I give you the right of way. You have the full way this morning. And Father, we thank you this morning, God, for opening up our hearts and our ears and our minds, God, to hear you this morning. Father, we bind the hand of the enemy that would try to bring distraction or hindrance. Satan, you have no lot nor part in this matter. So therefore, now you're up under our feet as always, and we have total authority and power over you. We thank you this morning, God, for your word. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. And we bless your name in advance. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give him a shout in advance for his word this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody bless his name. Somebody praise him. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We thank you to do and say right now. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 40. Is everybody there? Acts 2, verse 40. And, amen. And the word of the Lord reads. It says, and with many other words, he did testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. I want to leave with you for a thought this morning. Save yourself. Hallelujah. Save yourself. Hallelujah. Is everybody still with me this morning?
Amen.
Peter, who is full and drunk in the Holy Ghost, tell the people who are at the point of being saved, save yourself. And the Lord is saying this morning, he said, don't be worried about everybody else. Save yourself from this untoward, look at that word, untoward, generation. So he's dealing with a generation, an untoward generation. The word untoward means a perverse, a crooked. Amen. A lying, deceiving generation. The word generation, it said from the age span of 20 to 30. Come on here, somebody. But a generation is also anyone that's in the same age bracket as you. Come on here, somebody. But the Lord said this generation here has become perverted. We're going to talk about this generation in a minute, but I just want you to see what Peter is saying. Under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Can your neighbor say, neighbor, save yourself?
Neighbor, save yourself.
See, neighbor, I'm telling you this morning that we've been concerned with other folks, but God is saying it has become so wicked now that you got to concentrate on saving yourself.
Amen.
We get so caught up in the other folks, and God is saying, don't forget about you. Amen. Don't you get so caught up into other folks that you forget about that you got a soul, that you're trying to make it to heaven. Come on here, somebody. That you're trying to make it to heaven. Come on here, somebody. Let's look at verse 41. It says, and then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that's a lot of souls? Glory to God. But how many know that when we become drunk and full of the Holy Ghost and allow him to witness, we ain't got to put the work in, that it becomes easy because people is drawn to who? Him. That's why he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. See, we trying to draw. God said, no, that's not your job. Your job is to lift me high enough that I can draw in who I need to draw in. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And not only did they come to the Lord, not only were they baptized, but check out verse 42. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. That's why it's so important for me to teach and say the right thing, because I want y'all souls to stay on fire. I want souls to be drawn to the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I want souls, amen, to be drawn to what? The Holy Ghost. Somebody give God a praise. And they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. And fellowship. That's why it's so important for us to fellowship, because it keeps the love strong. It keeps us knitted together. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. And in breaking of bread. That's why it's so important for us to get a chance to eat together. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because it keeps us knitted in love, hallelujah, and in prayers. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory, hallelujah.
And verse 43 says, and fear. That word fear has to do with the reverence of God. Amen. The fear of the Lord. And the fear came upon every soul. Upon how many? Every soul, glory to God. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Come on here, somebody. Now, these souls heard this, glory to God. And they got saved because they recognized what kind of generation they were in. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that we're in the same generation today? Preaching, if we go back up to verse 37, it says that when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now, he's talking now. Who being pricked is the religious leaders. Come on here, somebody. Because Peter, the word is hitting the leaders now, the religious leaders, because they felt convicted about what they did to Yahshua. They said, what are we going to do now? Because the one we crucified has arisen, and now people are getting saved in his name. So what are we going to do? Because we ain't saved. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to his great name. Lord, glory to your name this morning. The leaders are saying the same one we put on the cross and crucified has arisen from the dead, and the people are getting saved. They're getting baptized in his name. We need to do something. Glory to God. Verse 38, then Peter said unto them, repent. Come on here, somebody. Repent. Fall on your knees and repent. Come on here, somebody. Repent not only means to change your mind, but change your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord, forgive me for what I've done to you. Glory to God. Repent. Repent. Double quote that I'm our son, though. Repent. It sounds easy, but it's really not as easy as it sounds, because true repentance bring about godly sorrow. Not just sorry that you got caught, but sorry that you allowed yourself to be tricked by the devil. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Repent. Preachers ain't preaching that now. Glory to God. Preachers ain't preaching repent now.
Amen.
They preaching that, well, you know, God understands your sin. You know, and you know, God, amen, is a merciful God. Amen. You know, you know, don't you worry about that. No, I don't want to continue to sin, because I don't know when I might die in my sin. The Bible says, should we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, because I don't know how much grace I got on my card. Come on here, somebody. Get me delivered? And the first step toward deliverance is repentance. Come on here, somebody. If you repent, then God will deliver you. God will heal you. But you got to be willing to repent. Glory to God. And you got to want to come out of your sin. You got to want to come out of your mess. You got to want to come out of the devil's playground. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Isn't it sad, though, that the religious leaders didn't know what to do with Yahshua? Amen. They saying, amen, we religious leaders, but we not saved. And the same one we crucified has gotten up out of the grave. And he didn't just get up. He got up with all power. How many of you believe this morning that he got up with all power, that he still have all power? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. How many of you know we don't serve a weak God? How many of you know that our God ain't weak? Come on here, somebody. Anybody that got power over death, hell, and the grave ain't weak. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
And the Bible said they weren't only pricked, but they were pricked in their heart. In other words, the word got in their heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they began to say, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them in verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Glory to God. Not just a few of you, but every one of you that has something to do with his crucifixion. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. And he says, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Come on here, somebody. So that your sins can be remitted. Come on here, somebody. How many know that you can't get the Holy Ghost without your sins being remitted? How many know that the fact that you got the Holy Ghost says that God has removed and taken all your sins away? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. People talk about it's hard for me to get. No, it ain't hard for you to get the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is repent and allow God to remove your sins and take away your sins. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why he got up out the grave. He didn't get up out of the grave just to get up. He says, I got up so you could get up. Come on here, somebody. Somebody hasn't gotten up right now because you don't understand that the one that got up for you is waiting on you to pull on him so he can pull you up. Amen. You done tried people. You done tried things. And nothing you've tried has gotten you up. But we have a Savior, hallelujah, that has all power, that has gotten up and said, I'm the one that can get you up. Somebody give him a praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
For the remission
glory,
of sin.
Hallelujah. Yes,
and check
yes,
out what he
hallelujah.
Says. And ye shall, not maybe, but ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, if you repent and be baptized in my name, I will give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. I mean, that it ain't a greater gift that you can receive than the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, are there any witnesses that would tell us this morning that the greatest gift I receive from God next to salvation is the gift of the Holy Ghost? Somebody give God a praise for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's the gift that keep on giving. Come on here, somebody. How many know that that gift keep on giving? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
glory.
God. He said, not only is the gift unto you, glory to God, but it's unto your children. Come on here, somebody. Verse 39. For the promise is unto you and to your children. God said, when you get the gift going to be marriage it down to your children. It's gonna, he's going to give you and your children the gift. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
So you ain't just got the gift. See, we ain't just got the gift for us. We got the gift because it's going to be passed down to our children. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to thank God for your children being filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody need to thank God for the promise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's going to be passed down to our children because they're going to speak in tongues. They're going to do miracles. Amen. They're going to do signs and wonders. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
But this promise Amen. Is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. So not only to your children, but to their children. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. It's not only to our children, but their children. It's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody need to give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That word call, circle that word call. That word call means to choose. So as many as the Lord our God shall choose, amen, it's going to be filled with his Holy Spirit. Somebody give God praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So Paul, Peter talked about this untoward generation. So let's go in Exodus. Because I want to look at this here untoward generation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, I want to go. Yeah, I want to go into Exodus. No, Deuteronomy 32.
Deuteronomy.
Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to start at verse 20. Is everybody there? Exodus.
Amen.
I'm sorry, y'all. Deuteronomy 32. Verse 20.
32
and what the Lord says, Deuteronomy 32, I can't even say Exodus. Deuteronomy 32 and 20.
Amen.
And what the Lord says, and he said, I will hide my face from them. Check out what the Lord says. And he said, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be. Hallelujah. Wow. How many know if God hide his face, then that means that there's no presence of God that will be with us if he hide his face from us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He says, I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very forward generation. Children in whom is no faith. What did the Lord just say to Elder just now? Praying but not believing what they saying. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Praying but not believing the word of the Lord. What's the use in praying if you're not going to believe that you receive? Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord.
If we don't pray, let's pray in faith. Let's pray in the confidence that God is going to do what he say he going to do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Let's pray in the confidence that God is not a man that he should lie, nor that his son of man that he should repent. Has he not said, shall he not do it? Has he not spoken, shall he not make it good? Somebody give God a praise right there. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But we're dealing with a generation that don't know God on that level. Come on here, somebody. We're dealing with a generation who has not taken out time to really know God personally. Come on here, somebody. We're dealing with a generation that only know God from church. Come on here, somebody. We're dealing with a generation that only know God from their grandmother's prayers, from their mother prayers, but have not taken out the time to really know God from them. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise. See, this here walk is a personal walk. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Amen. We can tell you about it, but it ain't the same until you taste it for yourself. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise right there. Come on here, somebody. God is saying this ain't the time to go on nobody else's testimony. God want to give you your own testimony. Come on here, somebody. God want to give you your own experience. Come on here, somebody. Hey, Shatterabosando. It's time for you to have your own experience with the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then let's go back to 15. Deuteronomy 32 verse. He said, but Jeshurun waxed fat. That means that God blessed him abundantly and kicked. Thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. In other words, amen, amen. Your wealth and prosperity has gotten really flourished. It has flourished so much. God has blessed you. Prosperity and wealth. Then he forsook God. Look at this part, y'all. God done blessed him. That's why we can't never forget. When God raised us up, child of God, we can never forget who is the one that made it possible. Come on here, somebody. He said, then he forsook God, which made him. Come on here, somebody. He saw going after other idols and idolatries. Hallelujah. He saw going after other gods that didn't do nothing for him. Come on here, somebody. He started worshiping other idols. Come on here, somebody. And lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. In other words, he went dry on God. He barely gave God any praise. Hallelujah. Amen. His praise become dry. He could barely give God any glory. Come on here, somebody. In verse 16, it says, and they provoked him to jealousy. How many know that you can provoke God to jealousy? God set you on high, then all of a sudden you forget who God is. Then all of a sudden you ain't got no more time for God. All of a sudden you ain't got no prayer life no more. All of a sudden you ain't got no worship life no more. All of a sudden you stop witnessing now. God is saying if this ever happens, God would take his hands off. Come on here, somebody. We got to make sure we don't never provoke God to jealousy. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise right now. Somebody bless your God right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I vow and promise to always give you the praise. No matter what, Lord, when you bless me, Lord, your praise will always be in my mouth. Lord, when you exalt me, your glory will always be in my mouth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. Come on here, somebody. With abomination, provoked they him to anger. Come on here, somebody. Not only did they provoke him, they provoked him to what? Anger. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They sacrificed unto devils. Come on here, somebody. Not to God. Come on here, somebody. They started giving to the devil, and they stopped giving to God. Come on here, somebody. Whatever God bless you with, don't you dare stop giving to God. Don't you let your, amen, whatever God bless you with, go to the devil. Amen. Why? Because the devil wants you poor, broke, busted, and disgusted. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to give my time to God. I'm going to give my offering to God. I'm going to give every time he tell me to. I'm going to give it just because I feel like giving. Because he's been so good to me. Somebody give God praise. Under the old quote, talk about son, though. And then he says, verse 17, they sacrifice unto devils, not to God. To God, whom they knew not. In other words, how you go give to idols that you don't even know? Come on here, somebody. Idols that you don't know nothing about. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, this is what they done. The children of Israel did this to him, and it provoked him to anger after he had blessed them. Glory to God. But they wasn't with God for the relationship. They was with God for the stuff. They was with God for the things. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They was with God for what he could do for them, not because they loved him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And it says, to God whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up. So they start looking up gods. Come on here, somebody. How many know when you start worshiping the devil, he'll give you new demons to start worshiping? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Whom your fathers feared not. Come on here, somebody. So whom your forefathers didn't even reverence. You're worshiping devils that they didn't even worship. Come on here, somebody. Verse 18. And on the rocks begat thee. Thou art unmindful. You're unmindful of the rock. And the rock represents the stability of God. He's the fortress. The one that keeps us solid. The one we can lean on in the time of trouble. The one we can go to when we ain't got nowhere else to go to. He is our rock. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But they forsook the rock. Come on here, somebody. They forgot about the rock. Come on here, somebody. That begat them. And the Bible says, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten God that formed thee. Come on here, somebody. Verse 19. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them. The word abhorred means that he hated them. Because when he looked at them, all he saw was their what? Sin. All he saw was the demons they were worshiping. Come on here, somebody. Because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters. They continuously did their sin before his face. Like he couldn't do nothing. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord said in verse 20, to keep me from wiping you off the earth, I'm going to hide my face. Come on here, somebody. Oh, catch what the Holy Ghost said. He said, to keep me from wiping you off the earth, I'm going to hide my face. Hallelujah. And I will see what there is shall be. How many know that it's not a good end where God hide his face? Come on here, somebody. The end is going to be
is destruction. Come on here, somebody. The end is going to be, it's the end of death. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For they are a forward generation. Children in whom is no faith. In verse 21 says, and they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. Come on here, somebody. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not living, is not alive. You're worshiping a dead thing. I'm the one that blessed you and gave you everything, but you have forsaken me to worship a dead idol that has no life in it. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise. And it says, that's why you have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. And they have provoked me to anger with their vanities. Come on here, somebody. With their emptiness of worship. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will prove them to anger. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. God says, I'm going to get a people that's crazy as a best above. And I'm going to love on them. Because you provoked me to jealousy. And when I loved you and did all this for you, you went to idolatry. And you did it before my face, and you had no repentance of heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then he said in verse 22, for a fire is kindled in my anger. So see, it's two kind of fires that God has. It's God's love fire, but then it's God's anger fire. And you don't want to provoke his anger fire, because his anger fire is just as terrible as his love fire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For a fire is kindled in my anger, it shall burn unto the lowest hell. Come on here, somebody. So that's why hell was created. For everybody that don't love God, come on here, somebody. That want to worship idol, hallelujah. That want to worship devil, come on here, somebody. God has said, I made a special place for you. Come on here, somebody. In my anger, come on here, somebody. It shall consume the earth with her increase. And set on fire the foundation of the mountains. Come on here, somebody. So that's hell.
Yeah.
Verse 23. And I will heap mischief upon them. And I will spend my arrows upon them. Hallelujah. And they shall be burnt with hunger. And devoured with burning heat. How many know that that's hell?
Yes, Lord.
How many know that? That's hell. Come on here, somebody. And how many are glad that you ain't going to hell? Hallelujah. Hey, shout out to my son. How many are glad you ain't going to that place? Come on here, somebody. And it says, and with bitter destruction. And I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them and the poison of serpents of the dust. Come on here, somebody. This is hell, y'all. This is how hell came into being. Verse 25, and the sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling, and with the man of gray hairs. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ain't you glad you ain't going to hell? Somebody needs to give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So this is how hell came about. So if you're wondering why hell was invented by the Lord, this tells us why God invented hell. Come on, heal somebody. So, beloved, let us not ever provoke God to anger to the degree that we start going off and worshiping, amen, idols that we don't know nothing about. Come on here, somebody. I don't know about this, but I know about God. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. So back in their day, they had a generation that was carried away by idols. Come on here, somebody. This generation here, glory to God, today is being carried away by idols. And come on, beloved, and give God a praise. Come on, beloved, and give God glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Now let's go to Matthew 22. This come out of a generation that don't want to serve God. Hallelujah. Come out of a generation that has turned their back on God. Come out of a generation that don't want God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So he says, save yourself. Glory to God. They don't want it. Save yourself, beloved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give God a praise.
Yes, Lord.
Give God the glory. Ain't you glad you want God? Hallelujah. Ain't you glad that you want the Lord? Hallelujah. Somebody need to give God praise right now. Ain't you glad you want him? Come on here, somebody. Ain't you glad he put it in you, in your heart to want him? Hallelujah. He put it in your heart to want him, beloved. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. If we could be like this untoward generation, glory to God, that don't want nothing to do with him. Come on here, somebody. But God said, I still got a people, glory to God, that want something to do with me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 22. And it ain't like the table ain't spread. The table is spread, but it ain't... But it's like, don't nobody want to come that was first invited. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 22, beginning with verse 1. It says, and Yahshua answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of who? The kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king. And the king represents Yahshua, Father God. Come on here, somebody. Which made a marriage for his son. How many of you know that the invitation is about the marriage for his son? How many of you know that we are married to Yahshua?
Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't
Lord,
say it like y'all do.
Lord.
How
yes,
many
Lord.
Know that you are married to Yahshua?
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Okay, let me get more technical. We are married to Yahshua, and the Holy Ghost is the ring on the finger. Hey! Somebody better give God praise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm. I'm married, and the ring is the Holy Ghost. Son of the most so-called.
Wow.
He put a ring on my finger. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why I can't worship the devil. That's why I can't serve the devil, because I'm married to the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't hear nobody. It's too quiet on the
yes.
set. Somebody need to give God some praise if you married. Or maybe
hallelujah.
Y'all just engaged. Maybe he
hallelujah.
Ain't married you. Maybe you just
hallelujah.
Engaged. But if you married, you better give your God some praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Verse 3.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Listen to what he said in verse 3. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden in the wedding. Come on, hit somebody to the wedding. The servants represent us.
Yeah.
Because we are the servants of the Lord. They were bid,
yeah.
they were not and they would come, and they would not come. These were those who were invited to be saved,
yes,
and would not accept the invitation of salvation.
Mm.
Do not take lightly God's invitation for salvation. God want to save you. But not only do he want to save you, but he want to put a ring on your finger, because this is a marriage thing. This is forever thing. This ain't just, I want to court you, Lord. No, I want to be with you forever. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
And again, verse 4, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden. Tell them that I've already invited, that I want you to come. And I want to marry you. And I want to redeem you. I want to take you out of Satan's kingdom. And I want you to be in my kingdom. I want you for my own. Hallelujah. I don't want to share you with nobody. Come on here, somebody. I want you to be mine, all mine. Come on here, somebody. No more quoting. Dada my son, though. Hallelujah. And just behold, I have prepared my dinner. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the dinner is what is after the marriage ceremony? Come on here, somebody. And God got the dinner already fixed. My oxen and my fatlings, come on here, are killed. And all things are ready. Come on here, somebody. Everything ready. You, all you got to do is show up. All you got to do is accept my invitation. You ain't got to get ready. You ain't got to fix up. All you got to do is just accept the fact that I want to be with you. Come unto the marriage.
Yes, Lord.
Notice what he's saying. He's saying that right now to somebody. Come unto, well, Lord, let me fix myself up. No, you don't need to fix up. All you got to do is just show up. Come on here, somebody. All you got to do is accept the Lord's invite. And God will do the rest. Yeshua said, I stand at the door and knock. How long are you going to leave him at the door knocking? He knocking at your heart, and you done turned the lights out. You done went to bed like ain't nobody there. God is saying, don't you hear me knocking. Come on here, somebody. And the devil is trying to throw every distraction to make sure you don't open the door of your heart to God. Come on here, somebody. But God is saying this morning, if you hear my knock, open up so I can come in. Come on here, somebody. Open up the door so I can come fellowship with you. Come on here, somebody. Open up the door so I can change your life. The word of the Lord to you this morning, don't leave the Lord waiting. Don't leave the Lord knocking. If you hear him knocking, open up your heart and let him in. Because who knows how long he going to stay there. I mean, the Bible says that God would not always strive with men. In other words, you don't know how long he going to keep knocking, but eventually he stopped knocking. And if he stopped knocking, he going to leave. Come on here, somebody. And you don't want the Lord to leave? Answer the knock. It will be the best move that you ever made in your life. Answer that knock. And notice what it said in verse 5. But they made light of it. In other words, they made fun of it. Come on here, somebody. Oh, you mean that's all I got to do is show up and accept the Lord? All I got to do is call on his name? and he'll save me. You don't know what I've done, Apostle. It don't matter what you've done. The blood is able to wash away anything that you may have done.
Amen.
God just wants you. He's not concerned. He knows what you've done, and yet he still wants you. That's saying a whole lot. Lord, I've done all of this, and you still want me? Yes. Beloved, let me tell you something. We all got a record. We done some stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. That the Lord, amen, if it wasn't for the blood and his love and his grace, glory to God, he wouldn't be able to stand us, glory to God. But the blood, oh, most thunder, it looked beyond all our faults and saw our need. Come on here, somebody. God says, I know what they done, but they need a savior. They need a deliverer. They need, oh, most so-called, a healer. Come on here, somebody. And so the Lord looked beyond all our faults, and he saw that we needed him more than our fault. Come on here, somebody. I don't know why, but I feel God at somebody's door. He been knocking at your door for a minute, though. He ain't just started knocking. He been knocking for a minute. Come on here, somebody. But this morning, you need to let him in. Because there ain't nowhere else you can run. You done tried to run, but you can't run nowhere else. Hallelujah. You done tried to hide, and he keep on putting light on you because he wants you. Because he chose you. You don't belong to the devil. Even though you may be doing the things of the devil, you don't belong to him. You belong to God. And why not surrender to the one who you really belong to? That's why you're so unhappy. Because you with somebody that you ain't got no business with. Hallelujah. And they made light of it and went their way. They walked away from it. They walked away from the only thing that could have saved them. They walked away from the invitation of the Lord. Because they didn't want it. And it says, one to his, it says, he went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. One walked away to his farm. The other walked away to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servant and entreated them spitefully and slew them. They entreated them spitefully. In other words, they spit on them. They abused them. And slew them, killed them. Not only did they abuse them, but they killed them. Because they hated the invitation just that much. That they didn't want God just that much. But hold on. Let's go to verse 7. But when the king heard thereof. How many know that God know what's going on?
Yeah.
He heard about what was happening. He heard about the mistreating his servant. He was wroth, hallelujah. He was angry. And he sent forth his armies. Come on here, somebody. How many know that his armies is plural? He sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city. He destroyed the murderers and burnt up their city. How many know that God has not changed? that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore?
Yes,
how many
Lord.
Know that this generation is going to pay for how they have done our faith?
Yeah.
God is saying, don't worry. Save yourself. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 8, then saith his servant, then saith he to his servant. Look at what God is saying to those he has called to serve him. The wedding is ready. They which were bidden were not worthy. It's ready, but they not ready for the wedding. The wedding is ready for them, but they not ready for the wedding. How many of you, amen, is thankful that God got us ready for the wedding? Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. The wedding going to take place when he cracked the sky. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And come and
amen.
Get us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
If you know that to be so, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody
glory,
right quickly. Tell somebody
hallelujah.
Right quickly. Say, neighbor. Don't
neighbor.
Miss the wedding of Yahshua. Don't miss the wedding.
Don't
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't miss the wedding.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Don't miss the wedding. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Don't miss the wedding.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Matthew 23. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brokurababa san da 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 boshe. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 23. Hallelujah. Let's begin at verse 33. Matthew chapter 23. Let's begin at verse 33. Is everybody there?
Just 22.
No, no, no. We're in Matthew 23 right now. Go over to Matthew 23 right now.
Okay.
Matter of fact, y'all, let's go to verse 31.
31?
Oh, no, 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 y'all, y'all, y'all. No, 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 this is too good, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is too good. No, let's go to verse 27. 27. This is so good, y'all.
27.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let's go to verse 24. I'm sorry, y'all. This is good. This is good. 24, 24. Matthew 23, 24. Hallelujah.
You
it said 24?
24. Okay.
It says, if blind guys, which strain be a net and swallow a camel. Now, he said, ye are blind guys. Come on here, somebody. You're trying to lead the, and he's talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. These are religious leaders, y'all. They're talking about a God they don't know. He said, you trying to tell the people about me, but you blind as a bat. You can't see nothing. Come on here, somebody. Ye blind guys, which strain at a net and swallow Hey, Kim. In other words, you have no vision at all. Come on here, somebody. Verse 25. Woe unto you, scribes. How many know that woe means you in trouble with the Lord? Whenever you hear the word woe, that means you in great, great trouble. And nobody can save you. Nobody.
Woe.
Woe unto you, scribes. Scribes are the ones that wrote the law. They were writers of the law. You're a writer of the law, but you have no relationship with the law. You know the law, but the law don't know you. You are blind to me. Come on here, somebody. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, which means separatists. Whenever you see Pharisee, Pharisee means a divider. They come to divide. They come to cause division. Pharisees specialize in causing division. He said hypocrite. You're a hypocrite because you know the word, but you won't live it. You're a hypocrite because you can quote it, but you won't do it. You're a hypocrite because you quote my word, but you don't love me. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory.
You trying to tell the people about me, but you lost as all our doors, and you don't even know who I am. Come on, Bobo, call that I'm my son, though. Say God, hallelujah. Listen, child of God, in verse 25, it says, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of exhortation and excess. Come on here, somebody. In other words, the cup clean on the outside, but it's dirty as hell on the inside. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so now we got a generation that has provoked God to anger. So the real cause of COVID is that God trying to say to us, you trying to wash the outside. Wash your hands. Keep the outside clean. But the real problem is not the outside, America. The real problem is that you filthy and dirty on the inside, Abba Sunday. And you won't let God clean you up. Come on here, somebody. And so now God said, because you love your filth so much, I'm going to make your filth a part of you. And now it's going to come down to the place to where you're going to wash the outside, but because the inside ain't clean, you still going to die in your sin. Oh, I wish I had no more cold tied out by Sunday. We so busy trying to get the outside clean, and God said, no, it's not the outside I got a problem with. I got a problem with your heart because your heart ain't right. I got a problem with your spirit because your spirit ain't right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And you think a vaccine can cure that? A vaccine can't cure that. Come on here, somebody. That's a spiritual. You need a spiritual detoxation. You need to be spiritually detoxed by the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. If you let the Lord spiritually detox you, he will heal you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let him clean you up. Let him cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm giving you the answer right now. It's not the vaccine. All the vaccine is making you more dirty. Come on here, somebody. All the vaccine has done is put more dirt in you. Come on here, somebody. Inside of your cup. It didn't give you a way out. It pulled you further down. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then it says in verse 26, he said, thou blind Pharisees. Look at how the Lord addresses the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and the plate and the platter. Come on in, somebody. You mean to tell me that these are leaders and God got to tell them to wash their inside first? These are leaders that are in power and God got to tell them to wash the inside first?
Yeah.
That the outside of them may be clean also. Come on here, somebody. So you trying to get the people clean on the outside and leave them dirty on the inside. Come on here, somebody. That's why God raises up real leaders. That's why God is raising up real leaders. Hear me, child of God. God is raising up real leaders that's not concerned about your pocketbook more than your heart. Come on here, somebody. God is raising up real leaders that's not worried about what you think about them more than what God think about them. God is raising up some real leaders. Give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Somebody give God a
yes,
praise.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We got leaders that have the spirit of Baal on them. We got spirits that prophesy for money. We got leaders now that use their gift now, glory to God, to bring to themselves glory, more than bring the glory of God, hallelujah. But God is saying, I still got those who have not bowed their knee to Baal. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We don't need no more tickling of the ear. We don't need nobody to make it sweet. It's already sweet enough. We need you to bring the truth. Glory to God.
Yes,
save
Lord.
My soul from hell. Come on
yes,
here, somebody.
Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. Amen.
Tell me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear. Tell me what I need. Because when
Ooh,
I come before the Lord, I want to
yes,
be right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord. But the Lord telling me, though, in a lot of these churches, we got a Pharisee spirit in a lot of these churches. Come on, here, somebody.
That's right.
We got a lot of hypocrites. Come on, here, somebody. They got a long robe on, but that don't mean they living holy. Come on, here, somebody. We're supposed to be a man of the cloth. Come on here, somebody. But our cloth is not clean. Come on here, somebody. We're supposed to be holy, but we live an unholy life. And think don't nobody know but God. But God has said, I got people in the house that's watching you. Hey, I got eyes everywhere, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 27, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres. Hallelujah. Sepulchres are coffins. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He called them coffins. Now, but not only coffins, white coffins. Come on here, somebody. So you look like a whited coffin. So he's saying, yeah, you the coffin. And you trying to put the people in the coffin. Mm-mm. Sepulchre is another word for coffin. But it's a bigger. Though in that time they didn't say coffin. They said sepulchre. Come on here, somebody. Which indeed appear beautiful outwardly. But are within full of dead man's bones.
Oh, Lord.
And of all uncleanliness. Come on here, somebody. You look good on the outside, but your insides just tore up. Come on here, somebody. You're full of dead man's bones. The letter in you is dead. There's no life in it. Yeah, you know the letter, but the letter in you is dead. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody right quick. He said, neighbor, we don't need no more dead letters. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
We don't need no more dead letters.
We don't need no more dead
letters. Yes,
the dead is for the dead. Come on here, somebody. And the living is for the living. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Come on and bless the Lord, beloved. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so the Lord says, so now let's move from here. Hallelujah. Oh, God said, no. Read that one. Verse 28. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men. You appear righteously unto men. But within, ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Mm-hmm. You appear righteous. But you are full of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means you saying one thing, but you live in another. You live in a double lifestyle.
Jeez.
You look like you holy, but you got the devil in you. And then he said, not only are you full of hypocrisy, but you full of iniquity, hidden sin. You got hidden sins going on top of your hypocrisy. Come on here, somebody. And so he said in verse 33. Now we're going to go down to verse. Oh, this is so good, y'all. I hate to, but for time, we're going to go to 33. He says, ye serpent. Look at what the Lord calls him now. He calls them serpent. Tell somebody, say, watch out for the serpent.
Watch out for the serpent.
They will bite you, neighbor.
Watch out for the serpent.
Watch out for the serpent, neighbor, because they will bite you, because they church folk.
Watch
glory
out
to
for
God.
The churches,
they look saved. They appear to be saved. But inside, they are dead man bone. Inside, they full of the devil. Come on here, somebody. They dress the part. They look the part. But they are so far from God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why Yahshua said it's not by might,
no
by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just fighting serpents, but we're fighting generations. Oh, God, help me this morning, Holy Ghost. It's a generation. That's what we coming up against in this generation, y'all. We coming against vipers and serpents. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Come on here, somebody.
Jesus.
How can you escape that damnation of hell? Come on here, somebody. Ain't no escape for the serpent. Ain't no escape for the vipers. All you can do is plead the blood and keep going. All you can do is say, Lord, I thank you, and keep going. Save yourself. Save yourself. But I thought I was supposed to witness. Yeah, you have witnessed. But God said, now, you in the time frame, you and I, to where we got to save ourselves, because people don't want God no more. They want God on their terms. They want God on their level. They want God how they want God. But God is saying, if they don't want me the way I am, then save yourself. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Verse 34, it says, wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets. Somebody said prophet.
Prophets.
And wise men.
Uh-huh.
And wise. And scribes. And some of them ye shall kill and crucify. Because they don't want God. Hallelujah. Because they don't want God. He said that some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogue. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But how many know that even if they try to kill us in the synagogue, God still got us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And persecute them from city to city. So how many know that when you love God, you're going to go through something? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When you love God, you're going to go through something. When you save yourself, you're going to go through something. Why? Because they're going to hate the very fact that you love the very God that they hate. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yet they want to put on the facade that they love him. But God says, if you love me, you'll do what? Keep my commandments. If you love me, then you do what? Obey me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's not about how much we speak in tongues. It's not about how gifted we are. It's about how obedient can we be at the end of the day. Come on here, somebody. Hey, somebody give God the glory right now. I feel. Yes, Lord. Let's go to Proverbs 30 right quick. And then we're going to go to one more after Proverbs 30. We're going to wrap it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Proverbs chapter 30. I read this to an older preacher one time. I was in San Bernardino. And he was saying he knew the word from backwards to forward. I read in this scripture, he said, I didn't even know this was in here. Are you hearing? He said he knew the scripture from backwards to forward. And he was an older man. But he didn't know this was in here. And he said, thank you for giving me the enlightenment. He said, all this time, I've been reading the Bible. I had never ran across this scripture. I was saying to myself, well, what you been reading then? I ain't say it out loud, but I said, what you been reading? Because you way older than me, glory to God. But see, they just go to show God Abba Sando. See, when you got revelation, God Abba Sando.
Amen.
Glory to God. Revelation chapter 30, beginning with verse 11.
You said Revelation?
You get that? No, I'm sorry. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11. I'm sorry, dog. Hallelujah. Proverbs 30 and 11.
Amen.
Yes. Is everybody here? Is everybody there? This is the generation we're dealing with, y'all. This is what we're up against. There is a generation. Somebody say generation.
Generation.
There is a generation that cursed their father and doeth not bless their mother. There's a generation that cursed their father and doeth not bless their mother. This is both in the natural and in the spirit. But it began in the spirit because the Father represents the Holy Spirit.
Man.
They cursed their father. They cursed the Holy Spirit. Come on here, somebody. And then they do not bless their mother. The mother represents the word. Come on here, somebody. And then it says in verse 12, there's a generation that are pure in their own eyes. Come on here, somebody. In other words, they're not going by what the word of God says. They are pure what? In their own eyes. In other words, they're making it fit them for what they wanted to say. We're not trying to live by the word. We want the word to fit us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But how many know that that's not how it works? We got to fit the word, not the word
man,
fit us. Come on here, somebody.
Man. Hey,
whenever
man.
We try to make the word fit us, then we become what? Hearers and not doers. Come on here, somebody. That means we got a tickling ear. We got a tickling ear for what we want to hear. Come on here, somebody. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their and yet they is not washed from their filthiness. Come on here, somebody. You pure in your own eyes, but you still filthy according to the word of God, and you have not allowed God to wash you, so you can be clean. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And so then we invent our own doctrine. That's why we got so many doctrines, because we invent our own doctrine. Oh, I found somebody here that fit me.
Come on, man.
So now I'm going to run with it. I'm going to run with it because it sounds good to me. Matter of fact, it sounds so good, I'm going to go build a church on it. Come on here, somebody.
Whoa.
Because I found something that finally fits what I've been looking for. Hallelujah. But why you couldn't comply with the word, with the whole word? How is it you just got bits and pieces of the word and not the whole word? How many of you know that we need the whole word of God, the whole scroll? Tell them I say, eat the whole word, neighbor. Don't just eat part of it. Eat all of it. Come on.
Neighbor. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
All of the word is good. Mm-hmm. Come on here, somebody. It's good when you understand that it is for you to benefit
Lord.
By, because the more you eat it, the more you will become it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is a scary generation, y'all. They are pure in their own eyes, but yet not washed from their filthiness, because they would not allow the word of God to wash them. Come on here, somebody. See, you can't become clean till you allow the word to wash you. But you got to first understand that you need washing. Come on here, somebody. You can't act like you ain't dirty and you filthy. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
The
yes,
Bible
Lord.
Says if we confess our sins, he is just and faithful to forgive us of our sin and do what? And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
But we first got to confess it. We first got to own up to it. Glory to God. Verse 13. There's a generation old. Oh, how lofty are their eyes. In other words, they're very prideful. This generation is very prideful. And their eyelids are lifted up. In other words, they are arrogant. They are prideful and they are arrogant. And how many know that a fall come before, pride come before a fall? How many know that just before you fall, the enemy push you in a deceitful spirit of pride? Come on here, somebody. Got you thinking you all of that in a bag of chips, glory to God. Hallelujah. Got you thinking that you the main thing, but you ain't got the main thing in your heart. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you might have a brick house, but the house won't stay brick for long if you try to do it without God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Those that are thinking that they are Casanovas and cat daddies and pimp daddies, you may be trying to get into the presence of God,
yes,
and allow God to make you a real daddy. Come
yes,
on here,
Lord.
Somebody.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yeah. Trying to see what you can catch and mess around and catch something that you can't get rid of. Come on and give
yes,
God
Lord.
Praise.
Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The old fathers can't teach the young daughters, amen, how to walk right because they're trying to be young. Come on here, somebody. Switching and going on, you're trying to get back your glory days. You better praise God for the days you already got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
amen.
These young girls need the godly wisdom that y'all mothers have in the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Well,
y'all need to be teaching them how to get closer to God,
yes,
not how to catch
yes,
a man.
Lord.
They don't need that.
Yes,
they
Lord.
Already got what it takes
yes,
to get
Lord.
That. They need to get closer to God. Come on.
Yes, they sure do. Yes, Lord. Come on.
And all the elders and old men, glory to God, you want to hold on to your wisdom. You want to hog everything up because you see a young man coming and you get intimidated. No, don't get intimidated. Give him some of the wisdom that God gave you. Glory to God.
Yeah, come on
yes,
now.
Lord.
Don't be talking about getting like I got it, because you don't know, glory to God, what they may have to go through, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Yes, Lord.
It's a shame you hogging up all that wisdom.
Come
and
on
you
now.
Still ain't walking in what God gave you. You 70 and 80 years old, and you still ain't walking in what God gave you. You still trying to find the righteous path. You mean to tell me that you've been here all this time and you ain't found the righteous path? Shame on you.
My God.
You can't teach a young man how to live godly because you're looking at every sister in the church and you're trying to wait till she boot over. Oh, did I say that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's the truth anyhow.
Hallelujah.
God.
Oh, they trying to be a sister.
It's saying, glory to God, that too, prophet. Glory to God, you switch it and you got more switch than the woman. Come on here, somebody. Your wrist more broken than hers. Come on here, somebody. Your pitch more higher than hers. Come on here, somebody. Jesus.
Half of the women can't find a man, because a man.
You can't. You can't show a young man how to be a real man, because you won't stand up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he looking, but we don't want him to go back into the streets. But where else they gonna go? Because they looking for somebody to show them how to be a real man. Somebody give God praise. Oh, you know how we end up on quote. Turn out my son.
Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
But there's a generation that missed a generation. And God's going to hold that generation accountable. Come on here, somebody. That's why young folk is saying, you telling me I'm messed up, but I'm looking at you. And you older than me, and you messed up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's the truth.
I may be partially blind, but I ain't fully blind. I got just enough vision to know that something in you ain't right. Oh, yeah. God is saying we got to get it together because there's a generation that need us. Save yourself from this untoward generation. And then verse 14, it says, for there is a generation whose teeth are like swords. Come on here, somebody. In other words, they have a mouth on them. They don't care. They'll tell you anything. See, back in our day, we had respect. But this generation now, unless you come with the real, they ain't gonna respect you. Come on here, somebody.
That's the only way you're going to shut this generation up. You got to give them the real.
The real. Come on now.
They'll tell you about yourself. And they don't care about your age. They'll tell you about yourself.
Come on now, 0 to 99.
Glory to God. And you got to be able, glory to God, to give them the unadulterated word of God. But they can't what's going to get them. Not that you talking the word, but they see you living the word. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Amen.
They can hear you talking. They can see you talking all day. But what's going to give them their respect level is when they see you being a doer and not just a hearer. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
You go to church every Sunday. But if you don't stop turning tricks, they still go treat you the same way. Glory to God. Somebody give God a prayer. Oh, sorry.
Line muted.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry, y'all. Hallelujah. God, bless the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of my dear brother. Elder.
Line unmuted.
Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. You could have kept going, Apostle. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We bless the name of the Lord on today, and we thank God for his word. Hallelujah. We thank God for his messenger on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been in a wicked and adulterous generation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We can't do what they do. That's why the Bible says we in the world, but we ain't of it. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, sometimes you just got to be blunt with people. Quit trying to sugarcoat
yes,
it. Amen. And just tell them, I'm sorry. I'm not like you because you keep asking me. Hallelujah. You keep harassing me about hanging out with you. You keep wanting to come over and chill and do this and that. When we don't do this, we not. We just not. I'm sorry. I'm not like you. Glory
hey,
to God.
Amen.
Praise God. I've been hearing the stories about the things you do. Hallelujah. And I've been good man and done that, and I ain't trying to go back. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that dynamic word on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was going, wasn't he? Hallelujah, praise God. He was going, but hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. We thank God for the word. We thank God for it on today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Let's bless the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today. Hallelujah, for your service. Bringing forth your word on today, Lord. Lord, we ask that you replenish him all of the virtue that he is pouring out on today. Lord, continue to fill him up with your wisdom, your revelation, your knowledge, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to lead him and guide him. Continue to mold him and shape him, Lord. Continue to prosper him, Lord, in both mind, body, and soul. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you all today. We thank you, Lord, for the generational blessings on his children on today, on his children's children's children on today, Lord. And we praise you for it. We magnify you for it. And we love you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We pray to be praised. Hallelujah on this Sabbath day. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It always tripped me out how, even myself, can I talk about myself? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. As a child, I would find myself sitting in the church and the preacher just going. Back then, it wasn't no time limit. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Y'all remember back in the day, you be in church, church started at 10:30. You ain't getting out to almost
all day.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and the pastor has been closing his sermon for the last hour and a half as I take my seat and ain't sat down yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we used to complain
and complain, oh, he preached too long. We in here too long. How long we going to be here? But we can go and sit. I used to work at the ballpark. I don't see how, and I don't mean no disrespect to baseball fans. I don't see how you can sit there for 4 hours, hallelujah, waiting on somebody to hit the ball, hallelujah, with this bat, and they barely ever do it. You're sitting there waiting, hesitating all day, waiting for this moment to come, glory to God, but we can't sit in church and hear the word of God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. We can stand in line to get in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. But if it looks too crowded in the church, I'm going to go to the next one. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. I don't feel like waiting. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We done gotten to a microwave generation, and we need to get back into that slow cookers. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Because that slow cooked meat is that good meat. It was good and tender, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. That microwave meat ain't easy to digest, glory to God, hallelujah. You might get constipated, hallelujah, praise God. It's the same with the word, glory to God, hallelujah. We need a home-cooked meal, hallelujah. And we thank God for the chef on today bringing forth that home-cooked word of the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. We want to open up the line. Hallelujah. If anybody on the line today has a testimony, a prayer request, a comment on the word of God, a question, hallelujah, amen, the line is open at this time. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Glory to God.
I just want to say, I want to say something, Brother Andre.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to say, I just thank God. I thank God for Apostle. I thank God for you and the First Lady and for the fellowship. I just thank God, truly thank God for this day, because this is a day that he had made. And it wasn't promised to me, but he woke me up. It was his grace and his mercy. And I just thank God, he was talking about church. I remember we used to be in church, me and my grandkids, from 7:30 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night.
Amen.
Every service. We didn't miss it. And this went on for years and years. But see, when you love the Lord, time don't matter.
Yeah.
When you love the Lord, you want to be in his presence all the time.
Amen.
And I just thank God for the word today. I thank God for Apostle and that awesome word. Yesterday was an awesome word all week long. It's been some cake, ice cream, salon, steak, and this and everything else. It's been awesome.
Amen.
And I thank God for your Apostle. Keep on doing what God called you to do. The Lord gave me something for you this morning. The Lord told me to tell you, keep on speaking the truth, whether they want to hear it or not. Because he said, I put the truth in you, and I put you out there to spread the truth. If you keep on being a blessing, Apostle, because you have truly been a blessing to me and my family's life. And we thank God for you. Thank God for Brother Andre. That's my big brother. I call him my big brother now. I thank God for y'all. Y'all just don't know how y'all been a blessing to me. Yeah, sometimes I'd be hurting. I was in pain all week. I didn't tell nobody. I just prayed about it. And God lifted that pain. And last night, God lifted that pain up off of me as I was listening to y'all speak last night. But the Lord, I wanted to speak, but the Lord told me, no, you just listen. Sometimes I just want you to listen. And I just wanted to encourage you and you an apostle. Be encouraged. Because you guys doing what God called y'all to do. And a lot of people are not going to like it. But you know what? In the end, when everything all fall out, they're going to wish they could have, should have, would have. Listen.
Yep.
Because don't let it be too late. Don't let it be too late because time is winding up. The size of time is here. People don't, if they don't read the word, they need to read it because they'll see what's going on. I heard a prophet was saying this morning how the pastors, they said that they talk about healing and all that, but yet they couldn't believe God about the COVID. They had to run and get a shot. So how do you trust and believe in God that he a healer? You couldn't believe he a healer if you wouldn't got a COVID shot.
Amen.
I just thank God for keeping us even with the COVID going on. Like that said, a lot of people had it, but it didn't affect them because they didn't know they had it. So it didn't affect them. You know, a lot of people had it, but it didn't affect them like it affects some people because Noah told me when you keep touching the unclean things, expect anything to happen. Because cleanliness and dirtiness came mixed. And Bishop said today,
talk about the cup. You clean on the outside and dirty in the inside.
Come on,
and that's
now.
That's what went on. A lot of people clean on the outside, but they filthy as rags on the inside. We got to clean up. If the inside clean up, it's going to manifest on the outside.
Hallelujah.
And so I just say be encouraged. I love the fellowship. I love you guys, Brother Andre and First Lady and Bishop, his First Lady. I love you guys, and just keep doing the work of the Lord and be encouraged.
Amen.
That's all I say. Amen.
Thank you, Prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the prophet.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for Prophetess Jackie on today. Glory, Father. We thank God for her words of encouragement. Praise God. Hallelujah. She always keeps us encouraged. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And she always
keeps
praying to God, lifted up in prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So we thank God. Hallelujah for her on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anyone else on today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, we just bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for everything that has transpired on today. Amen. On this week. Hallelujah. Like the woman of God said, we done had a wonderful, hallelujah, week in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And we've heard some good words. Hallelujah. Amen. We digested some good words. Hallelujah on this week. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every week, praise God.
Yes.
We don't take time to, we don't always take time to point out, hallelujah, how good the week has been. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And look, we at the end of the month. Praise God. This is supposed to be the time at the end of the month where you know, things get tight. Hallelujah. We get to worry and amen. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Normal. Praise God. But we ain't normal. Hallelujah. Praise God. We spiritual. We all normal. Hallelujah. We supernatural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his presence. We thank God for the move he's doing. Amen. In the ministry, in each and every last one of our personal ministries, our lives. Glory to God. God is busy. Hallelujah. We just got to keep up. We got to keep up. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, because God is busy. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on today for each and every one of you once again. You know, if you want to, hallelujah, sow a seed, if you want to give a donation, amen, to the man of God. Those of you that are online know how to get in touch with the man of God. Hallelujah. So you know how you can make, hallelujah, that happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. We will be back online. Amen. On the second day of the week. Hallelujah. Monday night. Praise God. The apostle will be coming forth again with a message from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't forget, amen, tomorrow morning we have Bishop Page and Care Church Incorporated will be, hallelujah, online in the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. With the word from God with Care Church Incorporated. So we just thank God, amen, for everything that's been going on, everything God's doing in the ministry. Hallelujah. Season 6 starting October the 7th. Praise God. Hallelujah. So make sure you tune in on that night. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. So he can give his final announcements and the benediction on today. It's back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. Bless you, Arthur. Bless you, man of God. Amen. I just want to say that I just want to confess that God has really done something for me and my First Lady. Ever since communion, so I'm thinking that we need to have some more communion, because God done put so
Amen.
Much more honey. He done put so much more honey in the moon. Come on, history. That's a whole lot of honey going on
Amen.
Right now.
Amen. Yes, it is.
And I'm just thankful. And we just give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
He done took
Hallelujah.
He done took us back to like when we first met. Come on here, somebody. Listen, y'all. We got the Google eyes and everything and the smile and the love and, you know,
amen, amen. Hallelujah.
And when it start being a whole lot of honey in the moon, you don't even want to leave each other. Come on, somebody.
Come on now.
You be saying, I'm going to the store. You right there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Come on,
Holy
Ghost.
Amen.
That's the way
Why?
It's
because, you know, when God do something, and
mm-hmm.
it started in the spirit. And then it manifested,
yes, Lord,
into the natural.
Uh-huh.
But the word did it. Come on here, somebody. Because
yes,
she
Lord.
Was being so blessed through the word that's in me. The word is what activated everything.
Come on now.
And I want to encourage somebody this morning. Let the word do that thing. Don't you worry about nothing. Let the word do it. If you want God to rekindle something, let the word do it. Because the word is able to bring together. That's what the Bible says. That's why God says what God has joined together. See, but it got to be joined by the word. Because, see, God is the glue. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So when God becomes the glue, you can't pull it apart. Why? Because God is stronger. He is stronger than the strongest glue. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
You can't
yes,
pull
Lord.
It apart.
Yes,
come on
Lord.
Here,
yes,
he
is. Yes, Lord.
And wow. So I just want to thank God for what he's doing in this house.
Amen.
God doing
yes,
some
Lord.
Mighty things. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me just say this before I go into prayer. The best is yet to come.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Get ready. Because God is about to manifest his glory in our life. And
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Everything and everybody going to go through something
Amen.
But us. They're prophesying.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Everything and everybody that's not attached to God. Come on here, somebody. He's going to go through something.
Yes, Lord.
And I hear in my spirit, just as clear, everything is coming down but the word of God.
Whoa.
Everything is coming down but the word of God. Come on here, somebody.
Whoa.
Don't put that down. Don't put that down.
The word goes to get dirty. We thank God on this morning. We thank God on this morning.
Whoa.
Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, God. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you, Father, that you have told us, God, to save ourselves from this untoward generation. Father, we thank you on this morning that you are telling us to separate ourselves.
I don't want to say that.
And don't touch the unclean things. And we give you praise this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. That our hands are still clean.
Yes.
We give you praise this morning.
Yes.
That we only obey you, God, and we thank you this morning, God, hallelujah, for your word. We thank you for your presence, God, and most of all, God, we thank you for your revelation knowledge. Thank you for what you're doing with us, corporately and individually so. We give you the praise, Lord, and we magnify you. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God some glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hey.
Hallelujah.
We turn back over to the hands of our dear elder. Amen. To my dear brother. Amen. Bless you, man of God. Back in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank God once again for each and every person that called in and tuned in. On behalf of everybody on the line, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed day. Go with God. And don't forget, don't forget, don't forget to say your prayers and just see. Just try, and just see what God can manifest in your life on today. Everybody have a blessed day. Go with God. We're going to see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to leave y'all, hallelujah, with how God felt about you. Glory to God.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth it. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life.
Thought I was the devil. Oh, you thought I was the devil. You thought I was the devil.
Nothing else. You thought I was one, sir.